For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Okay, welcome. It's Punch Junk Sports.
Where'd you get that free shirt? Me. Was that part of the deal? Was that part of the Caveman Coffee deal?
Yeah.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah.
Three ways we thought we'd split it.
Yeah. You want? What do you want? A sleeve?
That's right.
I got a shirt. You didn't get a shirt. I got a shirt.
I didn't get shit. And I asked Tate for a tea selection. He said, "Text Keith Jardine."
Whoa! You have Keith Jardine's number?
I think I do. At least it is my home. Let's see if I have
Let's see. It will take you about 5 minutes on that burner phone to find that name.
Keith Jardine. Yes, I do.
Oh, shit. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. As always, Ari Shaffir, a.k.a. Jew Magic from ESPN Sports Nation.
You like that? The mention of Punch Drunk Sports?
I just meant that she couldn't wait for them to stop clapping. Then say
I know. I was like, I hope your audio reads that.
Yeah. And joining us back in, he's not in the studio, but he is on the miracle that is Skype. One, the only, Jason Tebow, everybody.
Tebow, back.
Yeah.
Fresh from a lockup. How was solitary?
It's cold. It's very cold here, bro. I'm not going to lie.
How do they treat pedophiles?
Yeah.
About the same they do in L.A.
Okay, perfect.
Just at residential? Just
they give you deals to direct major movies? Just anyone?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They just green light everything.
Speaking perfect English is our stat man. You know him as Frank Castillo. We call him the Mexican, everybody.
Yay.
And in studio, we have a couple people and the return of an old friend.
Division 3 Zone.
Sitting pouting in the corner. Please welcome Division 3 Zone. He has a...
C-State.
C-State.
What is
you
C-State?
Also... Cortland State, brother. Oh, Red Dragons.
Right. 244.
No, 607.
607.
Paul Morrissey, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me in the new studio, fellas.
Thanks, guys. We're going to get into everybody and what they got going on. But let's... Tebow, it's been a little over a month. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Miss you guys. I miss you guys.
I miss you, too.
You getting laid out there?
Hell no, dude. There ain't nothing out here.
Really?
Well, are you in the land of fours?
I wish. I'd be cool with that.
Can't see the fours for the threes.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good one.
Thanks.
Wow, that was really quick.
Thanks. I don't know where that came
from. The three. That's a great line. Oh, man.
There's our new T-shirt.
Can't see the fours for the threes.
Well, Jason, we miss you. We hope you're doing well. I know you're taking care of some family issues out there, but we're glad you're finally on the show.
Yeah, man, good to be back. I finally got the Skype working, and I finally get it working on my end. And then why can't I get video? Didn't we have video before?
Because I thought we did in the studio.
It's called life.
Wait, didn't we have it in this studio?
Yeah, totally did. I remember seeing your dick in your asshole.
Yeah, I did see your dick in your asshole.
Yeah, how did we do that? How did we do that?
Yeah. We used to see you all the time,
Flynn?
Right?
Yeah, and here, yeah. Though. We've had it here.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Where did that $10,000 go to, by the way? Has it got everything going?
Right in his pocket. Well, well, well.
Well, Aaron.
That looks like a very new St. Louis Cardinals head.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Don't spend anything gaudy.
What was that?
Sure wish I could see it.
Elber Pujols? So have you been keeping up on L.A. sports? Or, is it just weird because you're a Clipper fan and you probably have seen no games since you left?
Two games, two national games. They lost both of them, by blowouts. And I'm like, man, I think I'm just jinxed.
What are they got right now? Seven seed? Eight seed? Seven seed.
Seven, I think.
How cold is it where you are?
It's absolutely freezing. I think it's 7 degrees right now, and that's with the sun up. So.
Oh my God! That's why everybody gets married and has 90 kids and gets fat, because
totally
it's too fucking cold not to.
I have more shirts on than Days Left Alive right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Three.
Oh, okay.
I just want to give a quick little announcement. This Saturday night, I will be fighting in Ellis Mania.
God, that's going to be so cool, man. I wish I could be there.
I'm so excited yet nervous at the same time.
Who are you fighting?
I'm doing something called they're doing a musical chairs fight where it's like
a really tall midget.
Well, they say I'm fighting 5'6" Mexicans, so I'm like, I'll do it. But I looked at old videos; they're all pretty big dudes.
Yeah, 5'6" Mexicans—that's Jose Aldo.
Yeah,
that's 5'6" Mexican.
Well, it's punching, thank God.
Oh, right.
It's not kicking.
Thank God.
It's still too much.
Punching is a lot.
Yeah,
for a minute.
Fight the way Bobby Lee fights: beetle bug.
What does that mean?
Potato bug down and curl. If you get hit, go down, sure, whatever, man.
Yeah, I'm going to fight for 1 minute, and then I have no problem with throwing this fight.
Limit the problems.
I keep playing scenarios in my head, because I've boxed for a long time, but it's like, you have these skills, as soon as someone really hits you, that goes all out the door. Yeah.
Do you have combos set up?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, because I've been watching a lot of World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And everybody fights like this. They go wide.
They go wide.
And they start punching. So the key is to go forward.
Jab.
Yeah,
and that's what I think I'm going to do.
Head movement, man.
Until I'm just going to start running.
Get wild, yeah.
But I can't wait till people start booing. It's going to be
much fun. Can you elbow?
No.
Okay. Why do you mean?
Is one of your combos
it's boxing.
1, 2, hands on knees?
Hands on knees.
Can you tie clinch?
I'll lock him up. I'll throw a headbutt, maybe.
Yeah, but ear bite.
Man, bam.
Throw that shit in there.
That's his basketball move too.
So everybody,
Tripoli, lock him up. Lock him up. Hope they don't run down court.
Like headgear. What's the attire?
But see, everybody else is dressed up in animal costumes. I'm going out as an Armenian.
Yeah, you should have horns and shit like Armenian.
That's also an animal costume.
You should chew on a towel like Tark.
Yeah, we'll be in Vegas.
I heard that they're dimming the lights on the Sunset Strip to honor
the Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, he was Vegas for a while.
When you look back, especially over the last couple of years, about how aggressive and unfair the NCAA tournament has been.
Yeah.
And you just think he was kind of the beginning of people going, hey, dude, you just got an ego, and it's not really about who's right. It's more headhunting, which is exactly what they did with Tark.
What?
You got to be crazy if you don't think that Coach K any of these programs that they never touch aren't doing shady shit?
Oh, everybody
is. Totally are.
How do you not get – how do you get Jameel Okafor to come to your thing because he just wants to learn the game of basketball?
Didn't
he's a one and
there?
Done. No, I don't think he did. Maybe he did. I don't know.
What's his last name?
Okafor.
Okafor.
I mean, every college has a – has jobs set aside for the athletes that you don't have to show up to.
Yeah, there's that. It's like those government jobs, but it's like, look, we can't pay you right now, but we're going to set you up as soon as you're done at that government position with this great job at, some tech company.
Paul, what was your government job at Cortland State?
I had not at Cortland. At Binghamton, I had a job, the Broome County
429.
Arena. 607.
Still 607, which is why John Jones always throws it out, or used to.
Okay.
That's a lot of... 607.
Yeah, that's why I was so excited when I saw. I go, hold on, he just do 607.
That's great. You know what else I like seeing people do?
What?
212.
Too legit to quit. Too legit. Too legit to quit.
When was Deion, the last time
all the Atlanta Falcons were in that video.
When was the last time somebody did that?
Too legit. To
Okafor's father and mom were both basketball players,
but from
and
where?
Not his brother.
Did they play at?
Who's the other Okafor that played at Duke?
He's got a cousin. I think it's Emeka Okafor.
That played at Duke?
I think.
Emeka Okafor.
He played at Duke, right?
No, he played at UConn.
Oh, UConn.
That's right, UConn. Yeah. With the Jew.
Yeah, his dad played at
West
Texas.
Played with that
Texas
Jewish guy.
Who's the Jewish
guy? Israeli.
In Albert State.
Not Kevin Blatt.
No, there was an Israeli that played at UConn back then.
No, you're thinking of Jew Jordan. You're thinking of Jew Jordan who played at Maryland.
No, he didn't play at Maryland. He's recruited at Maryland, played at Towson. Started like 3 games ever. No, I'm thinking of this Israeli
guy.
Remember
he's just housing other Jews and everyone's
just
like...
Just other Jews. People are like, wow, 32 a game. Like, those stats are
Daron
padded.
Daron Shaffer? Schiffer?
Daron? Maybe. Did he play at UConn?
Yeah.
And he went back to serve in the Israeli army.
Do you play...
100 assists.
Yeah, he played pretty well. And then I remember 9/11 happened while he was playing at UConn, and he had to tell people, like, yeah, it sucks, but, you guys, he didn't do it. Why are you wearing a Morrissey shirt when your name is Morrissey?
Is his name Sam Smith? Is he the new Morrissey?
Steve. Oh, yeah, that chubby guy.
The chubby guy who went on the Grammys and talked about how his career wasn't going well until he started being him and just started singing his words, which is all my heart is broken from love. It's like really brave there, Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Really way to go out on a fucking, on a ledge.
And the way I finally did it. The way I finally broke through is a secret. I wrote my material.
Yeah.
Is that the guy who stole Tom Petty's song?
Yes.
That is. Yeah.
I took it. I took a song and rewrote it.
Straight up paid royalties right after.
Well, no, they didn't straight up do it. They made the song first, and then Tom Petty's lawyer said, hey, that's our song. And then they automatically, without even a lawsuit, gave him like 15% of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What song was it?
He's a co-writer. His one hit.
Play it.
What he won
it?
New artist.
What
That's
was it like?
More bullshit
free
than Milli
Vanilli. Yes, I'm free balling.
It was I Won't Back Down, but like slower.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it
was.
Play that shit.
That's like Carlos Mencia being like, my comedy started going good as soon as I started writing my own jokes.
What's up with the pharmacy?
I know.
You might be a redneck.
Tebow, how was your week with Ren is easy.
It was good, man. He did the other.
Zanies?
I just did the downtown one. So I just did one night. I just did two spots on Thursday, and then I had to come back here. And then he went to the other Zanies up north.
To the out of town ones.
Vernon Hills, you went to?
No, I was in down. I was in the downtown Zanies.
He went there.
Oh, that's the one that everyone says you can kill yourself in Vernon Hills very easily.
You can?
Yeah.
I got it.
What do we got? Here we go. Is this comparing them?
Yes.
A mashup. Got a back.
And then you speed it up a bit and pitch it up a bit. Oh, won't you stay with me? And then you take the Tom Petty 1989 song I Won't Back Down.
And then
it's just the chorus.
Yeah.
Those. And you pitch it down a bit.
Oh. Yeah. It's just the tempo's a little different.
Yeah, it just slowed it.
Oh, that part.
Oh, yeah. That's spot on.
That fucking Danish guy fucking nailed it.
Oh my god, that was that. You're
Booty
like, oh, no, slow. You're like, oh
like,
my
like
god.
It. Oh wow. Tom Petty recognized it. He's like, that's my song.
So he Skyped in, and we could take calls. Whoa.
Yes, sir. That is correct. That is correct.
Wow. This is like this. The studio's up to 2011.
We did do Skype
exactly.
Video
yeah,
here
I can't
before.
See shit. I was so excited to show you guys my snow pants and my new belt.
Oh, no. I'd like the Ari to get a little bit of his own medicine, though.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me,
medicine.
Really
That's
ready.
Like a snake. Venom
I
is the medicine.
I got this boner for nothing. I'm sitting here rock hard with no pants on.
You've been working it up? Soft stroke?
Okay.
Soft stroke tape. I got a date out of the gate.
You got, okay, dates out of the gate. Here we go.
Dates out the gate. Play that sound effect. Perfect. Hey, here's my dates out the gate. I'll be in Seattle this weekend at the new Parlor downtown Thursday, Friday,
awesome.
Saturday with Nick Youssef. But that's not my date out of the gate. My date out of the gate is 7:30 Wednesday. That's tomorrow. 7:30 at the Grove. We're doing a heckle screening of American Sniper.
Thank you for not inviting me.
You're invited right
what?
Now. Yeah. We're all going there and heckling the movie.
Are you
Sabotage.
Recording it?
No. It ain't about that. Too many pranks have gotten bogged down in recording.
Hold on. Let
this
me
is
ask
the joy
you
of the prank.
Is this a setup for you specifically, or are you just going to the movie, bringing a bunch of friends, and heckling the movie while some patriot is sitting there going, I fought Nam!
Correct. That is what's happening. We are sabotaging it. 7:30 p.m. The Grove on Wednesday. Yes.
Are you going to have black people that are in that theater watching that going like, what's so out of the ordinary about this?
Well, everybody's going to act. As soon as they show a fake baby, everyone's going to go, fake baby, fake baby.
Oh, that's a total
that
fake baby,
not
too.
Even real.
It's
no,
so
it is
obvious.
A fake baby.
So fake. Every time he goes over the top of the line, people go, come on. Just heckle. Not long lines, just heckling.
Yeah, yeah.
And showing when it's shitty. And then have people go, yeah, that was
have
still
you
a great
seen
movie.
It?
I saw it once and it was terrible.
You thought
I remember like 15, 20 minutes in, I'm like, God, there's been like five moments where I'm like, Jesus, pull it back a little.
Yeah, I mean.
When they're at their wedding, when they're at their wedding and he gets the call up for fucking to go to war and all the other Marines like, yeah. I'm like, that's your acting level? That's your acting level? And they just sit there and extended like minute long shot of her touching his breastplate and his Medal of Honor. It's
yeah.
Like, heckle, everybody. Everyone's welcome. Wednesday, 7:30 at the Grove. You got to buy your own ticket. But
you should do a Facebook invite. That'd be so.
Nothing in writing. Nothing in writing.
Oh, so there's no paper trail.
Yeah, I don't want the Grove like stopping people from going in. People will get thrown out. I'm almost positive. But who cares? You just miss a lot.
That is so fucking funny.
I would love it if you make it till the end when they actually, instead of showing what happened to him and his death, they just fucking put up some words on the screen after a 2-hour and 18-minute fucking waste of time. Then they save 7 minutes by not showing the fucking death.
So fucking funny.
So everybody go. Here's it. Listen, here's the deal. If an usher tells you to be quiet, just be quiet. Wait till he leaves. If he's watching you, let everyone else talk while you be quiet for a while. As soon as that usher's gone, right back in the action.
But if they ask you leave, you gotta leave quietly.
Yeah, don't say like fuck you. I'm taking, you're not fighting the man.
Yeah,
you're not fighting imperialism in the Middle East. You're fighting shitty movie making.
These guys are making $6 an hour.
These
no
guys
need
just
to
screw up. Just go. You've done your job. Right. Getting thrown out is part of the story.
And the game is who can last longest.
I have a suggestion. If I could say
yes.
People bring costume like a disguise. So when you get kicked out, you can go into the bathroom, put on a fake mustache and a hat and some glasses, and then come back
love
in
it.
With your ticket stuff.
Love it. Absolutely love it. This reminds me of the time me and Bobby Lee and Laban, this skateboarder, were all at Lord of the Rings, and it broke. We're at the Hollywood and Highlands Theater. It broke. And so they had to wait for the other screen to end because you know how they're an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we had to wait and wait and wait. In the meantime, they're like, all right, you guys, go get 4 free tickets to any movies. So we all went out there, and then we started switching clothes and going back in the line. And then I give me your hat and going back in the line, getting another 4. We had like 35 free tickets in the end. Everybody just kept going up. But yeah, absolutely. Good idea, T.
Is this the AMC?
It's at the Grove.
Yeah, the Grove.
Yeah, they're using TSA people for security now. So.
Really?
No, they're not. Shut up. Shut up. Idiot.
See, you already lose it.
I have a.
I want to believe shit like that. Just so I can get mad.
March 1st.
Sam, what are you doing Wednesday?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, if you're free at 7:30, come on out to the Grove.
Thank you for the invite. I might try to make it. I am going to.
Miss Pat might be coming.
What's that, Miss Pat?
Pat might be coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's invited.
Well, what I have a feeling they're not going to try to throw her out.
And I would say, well, all right, just do whatever you want, guys. Just, I mean, let people hear the awful shit and then just fucking heckle it.
Oh, would
you? Fit.
Are you include? Should people bring mushrooms or acid?
No, I wouldn't go that way. I would just have some fun. Bring a date. I'd bring a date. This would be a fun date.
But not tell her what's going on. How
no,
funny
I'd
would that
tell
be?
Yeah,
Kieran,
that would be good.
I would bring a friend who loved the movie and don't tell him what's going on. I would do that. Any of your friends who got caught in the emotion and watched the movie and didn't realize how shitty the movie making was. Yeah. And guys, anyone who says you're against the troops if you don't like this, I'll point to 2 movies: Deep Impact and what was the other one?
Armageddon.
2 movies are made exactly the same time about a fucking asteroid's gonna hit the Earth, and one was great and one was terrible because one got rushed out and made shitty. They made a shitty movie. Doesn't mean a fucking Americans aren't fighting for us. Doesn't mean people shouldn't
die
needlessly.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
you. But they made a shitty movie about it.
If you want to know what kind of, like, they're saying this isn't a propaganda movie, I do think they show some of the things.
I think it's not a movie. All that's left is the propaganda.
Well, the reason I think it's a, where they really did the movie a disservice, other than what you hate about it, was at the end, they didn't show the ending of
his
life.
That's the whole interesting part about
it. And they're like, well, that happened after you know, the movie was made, then he died. Like, if you're going to include it, go back and shoot it. That's what I said about the fake babies. They go, well, the baby we had that day was sick and the other baby wasn't available. It's like, so then shoot another day.
Yeah.
Don't bring a doll in as a stand-in.
Hold a fucking audition for babies that day.
Whatever town you're in. Anybody have a baby? We'll pay you $10,000.
Yeah.
Or just don't show the baby.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you saw Foxcatcher, right?
Sucks.
No, I didn't see it.
It's like not showing.
I like that movie.
Yeah, Tebow, it's like not showing the end of that movie.
Like, oh, that's like the whole thing.
Yeah, just ended it. He came home. Ended how you're going to end it. Yeah. Don't show it died.
When I saw Foxcatcher, I saw it in the theater. And it was a sold-out theater. It was like right when it came out. And I didn't know anything about that movie. That's the only time I've been in a theater where at one point in time in a movie, you could hear everybody gasp.
No way, really?
Yeah, that's
good.
Yeah.
That's and it's cool. Like it's the same thing. It's like if they would have shown this guy get shot, it would have had such a powerful reaction. But instead, they're like, and then a bunch of other bullshit happened and America's number one.
They were like, well, Chris Kyle died that many times. Like, well, you know who didn't die? Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Call him back in.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So we So you want to get in some? I have my next big day is I'm throwing a big show at Loaded on Hollywood. I'm very excited about it, and it's gonna be a good show.
Nice. How's that going, Sam? Because I remember you and I went there, and you were trying to talk to them. And next thing I know, you finally got through it. You wanted to do a show there for a while.
It's a great rock club because people hate rock clubs because nobody's listening because everyone's at the bar drinking and all that stuff.
But shut the bar down.
This room is different because the stage is separate from the bar area.
What do you mean separate?
It's a whole other room.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I'll do the shows like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how Bar Lubitsch is.
Yeah, Bar Lubitsch. Because I have its rule in New York because there was like a lot of bar shows. I came there, I don't do bar shows. And they go, oh, no, those are sabotage shows. That's what they call them, sabotage shows. Remember that show in like South Beach or something?
Yeah.
And it was like, there's a few of them. The one Ramos used to run. And it was like people are just there on a Tuesday, and you tell them to shut up. Like, no, you shut up.
Yeah,
I come here every Tuesday.
Yeah,
you don't come here.
Yeah, this is separate.
So, and in New York, they have all these separate back rooms, like Dublin's kind of was, where they're like, hey, if you want to talk, go downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, those rooms I'll do.
Mm-hmm. If you're in town March 1st, come do it.
What time of the week is it on?
It's a Sunday night.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, it's gonna be fun. So I got Super Naked in the show, Ari Shaffir, and a couple other people. So it's gonna be a great show. And then I did this naughty show down in Long Beach and fucking packed it out, dude, on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
It was fucking great, dude.
That's a perfect show for Valentine's Day. Nice.
And, dude, it went great, dude. And it, like...
To that special someone in your life this week.
Yeah.
Take it to the naughty show.
Yeah. We gave away... It was great, dude. It was great. So things are going good. Things are going good. Do you want to get in some sports?
Yeah,
does anyone got any dates they want to push real quick? Anything?
Marcy?
Yeah, Minneapolis House of Comedy, March 4th to the 8th.
Love that room.
Are you going to do the Lake House?
The Lake House? No, is that where you went?
Yeah, but it's
did you write your novel
March
there?
Is too early. No, I just fucking canoed.
I love Ari's just enjoying the fruits of his labor.
He's living life.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to Thailand. I'm going to Australia.
I was telling Ari yesterday. I think Ari, out of all my friends who've done something, is living the best life. The only one who might... I might put up against him is Sebastian. Just because what Sebastian likes, he's gotten.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's not what I want. What I want is what Ari's doing, which is going
too.
To Thailand, fucking lady boys.
Lady Who's boys.
With me? Lady boys.
I honestly was saying it as a joke. I might get a blowjob from a lady boy.
I think you should.
Because you can afford it now.
Yeah, just see what's all about. I'm not homophobic, so who cares?
We can all afford it.
Can we?
Dude, a fucking ladyboy blowjob is cheaper than this fucking controller that I just fucking bought.
And they'll tell you ahead of time what the price is.
Yeah.
You heard about that beach, though, right?
Which beach?
Koh Samui. That's supposed to be the most beautiful
beach
in the world.
Full moon party, bro. That's where I'm going, probably. Yeah.
Koh Samui?
Yeah, with PDC and my friend from Hong Kong. I have my friends from Hong Kong might be coming to meet me.
All my friends got famous and got married.
Mushroom shakes on the beach, yeah.
Oh, mushroom shakes? I've heard of those.
Yeah, they're getting married.
They all got married, and they're all like, ugh. I see it in their eyes, like, ugh. And like, this guy's the smart one. He fucking didn't get married, and he's just plowing.
Plowing. I'm thinking of getting a vasectomy soon.
Don't do it, dude.
Why?
Because I know there's going to come a time.
You can always undo it. You can always undo it.
No. Undoing it's like 30% chance.
We're doing like older.
It might undo itself.
Successful gay guy stuff, though.
Kill everybody.
Yeah.
Me and Ari. Lately.
Yeah.
We went to Amsterdam together.
We
went to the movies together. We saw Whiplash.
We saw Whiplash.
Greatest movie I've ever seen.
I need to go see it.
Really great.
Maybe I'll go see it tonight.
Oh, it's so
still
good.
Playing at the Sunset 5. Prepare yourself. Watch Whiplash. What a tremendous movie that is. And then go see American Sniper on Wednesday at 7:30 at the Grove. Be there early. Go. Oh, you'll see how shitty movie making can be.
Real quick, let's get our sponsors. BetDSI. Go to BetDSI.com.
It's not BetsDSI. It's
BetDSI.
BetDSI. Yeah. Okay. We got it.
Okay. I will give you that. I will give you that. I said it wrong.
You said it right.
You said it right.
Bet DSI.
Yeah, you got it. I was just clarifying.
Okay.
And then people can hear the name over and over again while we clarify. Okay.
Use a punch drunk and get $10 betting cash.
Sam, sometimes you're like the guy. You're like the rescue dog where you just walk in a room fast. They go, it's all right, rescue dog. Just coming in.
Yeah, I wonder why I do that, Ari.
Because you're wrong so much, Sam.
No,
because you're wrong so much.
And then we also have Caveman Coffee. Use punch drunk sports code word to get some free coffee. 10% off, excuse me. Get 10% off. And Amazon links, please use them. I bought something on Amazon. I forgot to use our link. I'm so pissed. So use our links.
Go to PetSports.com.
Yeah, man. The website's really great. You can see all the cool things Ari's doing on there. So it's going really good. And things are great, man. I'm very happy. So let's get into some sports. And then
I've actually got an article, and we could use this as a segue into sports. I have an article that I'm writing right now for the website about how fucking stupid the NBA All-Star Weekend has become.
Okay, let's
I'm with
about
you.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through it. What did you like? Let's start with what didn't you guys like?
Let's go the other way. It's easier. What did I like? Nothing.
Here's what I like: the highlights of the slam dunk contest on
ESPN.
That's it.
And that's it. And that's all you need to see. I do like how they narrowed the four dunks of the guy who won on SportsCenter, and you're done.
I do like how they narrowed it from like 12 missed tries to 3.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You do that, and the highest you can get is a 6. I'm going to tell you what I like the skills challenge. I like that when they put them against each other.
Oh, my God.
I do head-to-head.
Yeah,
and
that
guy hit the 3. The other guy missed 2 threes. Yep. He's way ahead.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I thought that was great.
I'd like to see some 5-3-1. I'd like to see that as a game.
What do you mean?
You 5 for a three-pointer, 3 for a foul shot, 1 for a
in the All-Star game itself?
No, not in the All-Star, the All-Star weekend. If you hit all 3, you get an extra point, you get 10. Then you got to then you get to go again. Winner, you have to get to 51 exactly. If you go over, you start over. So if you have 48 and you hit a 3-pointer, which is worth 5, now you're at 2. You got to start over again.
So this take you like 4 hours to play when you're a kid?
No, elimination. Yeah, exactly. Layups are the hardest.
I know.
But then when you knew you had like 1 point off, you're like, I can't, or 2 off.
What about knockout? Like
knockout would be another great game, and that's what I'm talking. This is about to come up to. Knockout would be a great game for All Star Weekend.
Quick.
You get a line of like 8 people. You get each team narrows it down.
Yeah.
So every team can narrow it down on their own and then face the other teams.
Fuck you, Dwight Howard. You're out.
Yeah.
Knockout would be great.
No
ball to hand contact. It's got to be released, so you got to throw the ball at the other ball. That's my rule. But if you want to do hand-to-hand, ball-to-hand contact, you can. But that becomes too easy to just take your ball and smash the other ball's guy's ball out of the way. Yeah, you got to throw it at the ball.
Are you going to have the lady boys smash the balls together?
Lady boys.
TS.
I didn't like Friday. It was just unnecessary. They TNT did this fashion show, and it was embarrassing.
Fashion show.
So terrible.
Is that to try to get the women in?
Listen. All they do right now is with men's stuff is just how can we include women, and they never do that with women's stuff.
Untapped market. It's like, yeah, but guys, you're ruining the tap market.
Yeah, you're totally ruined. This fashion thing where you have Kenny and Charles Old Man Barkley, who just is unbearable at this. I mean, I like him on TNT.
Barkley really did himself a disservice this weekend. The last, like, 3 weeks, Barkley's really become like, you know what? Get the fuck out of here,
yeah,
man.
It's like you have a charmed life. Stop
shitting
crying.
On people. The slam dunk contest sucks now. It's like, all right, man. It's just because you've seen so many dunks. You're like, you've seen it all. No, you've seen it all, 80-year-old.
I'm glad they took – if you go back to last year's All-Star game and listen to the podcast after that, which I laid down what I thought they should do. They did most of it, which big one was get rid of Charles Barkley bitching about how he's seen everything. There's physics. There's only so much a human being can do with gravity. So, yeah. I mean, you're limited to... So.
And it's always going to be the guys that are great athletes but aren't star players.
Yeah, it used to be the star players, and that made it more exciting.
They're not going
to
do that anymore.
If they really cared about the dunk contest, they should go to somebody, give us $200,000. Winner gets $200,000.
People would try harder for sure.
How about those open
guys,
call?
Levine, whatever, those guys, they tried hard.
Dude, that kid
is good.
I
tell you what, that was dope. That's the only thing I liked about the dunk contest was that performance he put on. And one
what
key
about
thing
the 560?
Was a lot of his dunks, he got them on the first
Oladipo.
Try.
Yeah.
What about the 560?
Yeah,
dude?
Oladipo's first dunk was unreal.
That was pretty good.
Absolutely right.
That's almost
but then he missed every other dunk.
Yeah,
behind the back in the air was pretty great. Because usually I'll say through the legs. But behind the back, you got to lose some control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to, I mean, dude, people are going to miss. The reason the guys in the back in the day didn't miss is because they were doing pretty basic dunks. I mean, mm-hmm. if you go back and they try to show the old dunks that Jordan did, you know, if somebody did those dunks today.
I don't know. Fucking the blindfold. Nailed it first try.
Yeah. D Brown.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, but we don't know how big D Brown's nose is. I've done blindfold. I have a big nose. I could see shit.
Well, he still did the guard your whole face and dunk it. That was pretty awesome. I mean, they made a poster out of that.
Dude, that Zach LaVine shit was fucking insane.
Well, but
and the three-point contest was amazing.
The three-point contest is great.
Curry killed
it. Yeah, that's
Curry
always good.
Yeah, that was unreal. I will say
they fight for pride in that.
Yeah, I love the three-point contest.
And the thing is, with the best shooters are starters.
Yeah.
You know, because you're a great shooter. Mm-hmm. Best dunkers are like, this is a skill you only have on a breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and it's just like they got to put something involved.
Or that rebound, maybe, but most of the time it's the breakaway when the dunks have them.
The dunk contest to me is like Saturday Night Live in that, yeah, we've seen greatness and we bitch about today, but the kids never saw what was in the past. Right. And to the kids,
and
these
also,
dunks
like,
are insane.
Yeah. It's like, that was an amazing dunk. Wow, I saw this better. All right, so go fucking live in 1987.
Yeah.
That was still an amazing dunk.
Yeah.
What are you bitching about when you just saw an amazing dunk? You know what you didn't see 10 minutes ago? An amazing dunk.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, like, the only part of the All-Star game is, like, I get that they keep wanting to put the WNBA people in, but it's just like.
It's awful.
It's a tax write-off.
Dude, if you saw that skills competition, the people that went first, that chick missed 8 or 9 in a row of like an 8-foot jumper.
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm sitting here watching this shit, and I'm like, why am I watching this?
It's just retarded.
Yeah.
I can be honest with you, man. It's retarded.
So what did they do right?
Well, the three-point contest, think about it. If Durant was playing, you would have had Harden, Curry, Thompson, Kyrie Irving, Durant, like you have, I mean, those are great shooters. Like,
star power.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is this, is why are people okay with challenging each other to the skills competition and the three-point competition, but yet there's this notion that if you're in the dunk contest and you don't win, it hurts your brand.
No, it does not.
That's who has it ever hurt?
No, I don't think that.
Well, no, that's why these guys, that's why LeBron never does. That's right. Why does LeBron's, Zach LaVine do it and not Wiggins?
Well, because LeBron will get housed in the first round. That's the problem.
But back in the day, he wouldn't have.
No, you're right. You're right. That would hurt your brand.
Well, the thing is, like Jordan, after he wins it 3 times, it doesn't do any good for him to be in it.
Yeah,
anymore.
But yeah.
He loses.
But he also lost it. Jordan's lost the dunk contest as well.
Yeah, they don't ever talk about that. And
didn't hurt his brand.
There's this thing that if you fucking lose, it's going to hurt your brand. That's why they tip
I think if LeBron lost, you're just basically setting up like a newcomer to knock you off. It's like Spud Webb, you know?
I think it's too late for LeBron. He's
yeah, it's
not
too
quite
late.
The guy
and the thing
that he
he's
was.
Not that electric jumper
he's
anymore.
He's 30.
He's powerful. He's powerful and he's fast, but it's like the kids that are 22 years old can just jump high.
Why
athletic.
Isn't Wiggins in this dunk contest? Why is LaVine in it and not Wiggins?
He's hurt all the time.
Yeah, Wiggins?
Yeah. Yeah, it's his rookie year. He's already wearing down. I got him in fantasy league, so I know. Like, he's very up and down. So it's like.
Minnesota sucks.
They do suck. And that's what cracks me up about this whole, like, the Cavs fucked up. They traded Love. They could have Wiggins. I'm like, have you watched the Timberwolves? Yeah. They lost 15 games in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
And Wiggins sucks, and Love is playing not as good as he has. But
and that's all on LeBron. I'm putting that, and I love LeBron, but the fact that LeBron James isn't smart enough to get this guy involved.
You got to get him going. Morrissey knew that for fucking Sean Kemp's kids.
Yeah.
You got to get everyone involved. Now, I don't know why his rebounds are down, though.
Well, because they have him on the three-point line.
See, that's silly for him to just be waiting there.
Because that's classic Euro ball, and that's what David Blatt's doing instead of adjusting his game to his players.
And Love, too. He's like, well, I'm not going to be able to score. And I'm not going to run. I'll just stay out here. I'll get some easy shots. Like Tripoli version of basketball.
Well, I mean, Wiggins.
Come on, dude. Early in the game, early in my day, dude, I was a banger. I was a 3-and-D guy, and I wasn't afraid to go. Who covered Adam Ray back in the day, that fucking bowling in China shop? This dude, I'd meet him at the fucking three-point line, post him up, and he'd have to fight his way down the whole time. That kid was very nimble on his feet.
Yeah, yeah. But Sam, I love the confidence of him at the three-point line. I
would go on fire sometimes.
No, between a step inside the three-point. He's like, what am I doing here? It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold. There are wolves.
Statistics have shown you have a better – statistically, it's better to shoot a three than a long two.
Yeah, sure. Points overall. But yeah. What about going boxing out and going in for rebounds?
I was
a
boxer out. Dude, I used to shut down the android, the black android. The black
really?
Side. Yeah, I used to shut that guy down
no,
for a
me
half.
Me too. You got to fucking go. Me and LaQuasta would split duties on him.
Just we're not getting too inside now.
Yeah, well, we don't care. They don't give a fuck.
Well, Ari became like a fundamental. Like, he became a role player on a Celtics championship team.
That's right. I was a
you guys never won. Stop saying your championship. You didn't never won. Fuck. I won twice.
Dude,
you
never so
won. You won twice.
Yeah. I won with the Comedy Store two times. You were on the Think one of the teams, and then we won
dude,
again later
on. That was so disappointing. Sean Kemp's kids never took home a title.
Yeah, and I don't think that was when all of us were starting to get jobs.
Sean Kemp's kids was like the Houston Rockets when they got Scottie Pippen
we would leave
and Charles
the
Barkley. You're like, so many great players.
Pippen played for the Rockets?
Yeah, not play together. Remember
I was
when the
long
Rockets.
In the tooth, bro. Long in the tooth.
Yeah, for
remember
sure.
Remember when Scottie Pippen said some guy called him a nigger and beat him up and then in Malibu, and then later it was like, all right, he didn't call me a nigger.
Yeah.
I just beat him
I've
up.
I've seen that happen all the time. I've seen that happen before. Let me ask some. Okay, we got a call. Hold on, caller. I want to get into this basketball thing. Kentucky, you watching it?
Kentucky?
I watched that game. They were real close on the other day.
Dude.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That team is excellent. Mm-hmm. I know that's like, whoa, brave statement, but they really are, like, one of the greatest teams ever. Now, do I think they could?
Well, just with Tark's passing, are you going to say?
No, but see, here's the thing. It's a weird thing.
Undefeated, lose to Duke in the
playoffs. The UNLV Running Rebels used to win by, like, 25 points a game.
They beat Duke by 30 in the title game.
Well, let me just let's get into that.
UNLV didn't.
Yeah,
not the title game.
The year before. But everyone goes, oh, man, did they throw that game?
I think so.
No, listen. Listen, there's only one moment in that game where you might question whether they threw the game, and that's when Larry Johnson is wide open at the three-point line, only because after that he goes to the NBA and becomes like a 3-and-D guy, where he's like becomes this guy who's a scoring forward who could launch threes.
Point forward.
But people don't understand the difference between the year before when they blew out Duke and the year after, two words for you, Grant Hill. Grant Hill, we didn't realize he was a freshman. He was all world. If he hadn't fucked his ankles up and Detroit Pistons tried to shove him out, he would have been considered one of the greatest ever played the game.
Threw it in the early in the first half, tried to get it closer. And
you're crazy,
dude. Duke just went on a run.
That's not true
at
all,
dude. Duke was a good team, too, and
Grant
you can't let a good team back in it.
Held Stacey Augmon to 2 points in that game.
Stacey Augmon fulfilled his contractual obligation and only scored 2 points.
Who still is
game.
In the NBA, by the way.
Stacey Augmon. He played forever, but I think this Kentucky team could run it.
When's the last time that team went undefeated all the way through?
Indiana, like 82 or 79.
Keith
76,
Smart years?
I think.
No,
way
Smart.
Before that.
Wow, 76. Well,
Quinn Buckner, I think.
Yeah, way
actually,
back.
You know what year it was? The year that Larry Bird left his, like, he went to Indiana and didn't play.
You know, I have to sneeze, and my thought was, I'm just going to sneeze all over you, Morrissey.
And with that nose, that's a big sneeze. We have
you know
a
what
caller.
That's called, Ari? You know what that's called?
We
getting
have
revenge
no caller.
For him giving you rats.
That was a man sneeze? What the fuck was
oh,
that?
Oh, guess what? You're getting it on you next time.
Who got rats? Who got rats?
Remember when Morrissey stayed at Ari's place and just left
he left
food
out
Ritz
Cracker,
rats?
Left out fucking... Oh, rats,
Morrissey,
please
why
come.
Don't you respect him?
You're like the Pied Piper.
Dude,
fucking rats.
I homecoming nice. That place. I put new water, toilet paper. I
new
pampered
water.
That
what
place.
Does that mean,
what does
new
mean
water?
Homecoming? Is that
you
where you jerk off on the couch?
Bottle of water in the fridge. Changes new water. Them?
That was a fucking tenement home before I put
oh,
my...
Shut up. It's on 4th Street.
Indiana, when they go undefeated, that's what we look up. That's why we got a Mexican here. What
yeah, but the Mexican was so lazy fucking sweeping
lazy
outside.
Lazy Mexican. We don't want any
working
oranges. Just crunch some numbers.
Well, yeah. UCLA and Indiana both were undefeated.
Yeah,
right?
UCLA did undefeated. But.
Yeah, but they... Dude, I think they did a...
that was like the 60s.
I think that Bill Walton, in his 3 years there, lost one game.
Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Hey, trivia
yes.
question. Good trivia question. 1977.
Yes.
All three Rookie of the Year... Baseball, football, basketball.
Same person?
Same initials, AD.
Adrian Dantley.
You got one?
That's basketball. Basketball, football, what? Baseball?
Baseball.
Adam Devine.
1975, 1976, the Indiana Hoosiers men's basketball team.
Yep.
Head coach was Bob Knight.
Yes.
Went 32-0 and 18-0 in the Big Ten.
With Larry Bird on the bench.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Larry Bird didn't play?
He was there for a month and a half and then skipped town, went
home. And then went to Indiana State?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
After like 2 years off.
Wow. Like, oh, yeah, because he was a janitor for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that 6'10 janitor.
You ever see the Kroll Larry Bird? Kroll show.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah.
Kroll is the best.
He's about to win a 3-point contest, and he sees his dad's memory going, I didn't teach my boy to be a shooter.
Shooting's for show-offs.
Yeah, and he gives the other guys, he's a 3-point shooter, he gets a good crisp bounce pass. And the guy just catches it, and they're like, you lose. He just turns and gives him a
Kroll
bounce pass.
Kroll is the best. We got a caller. Now we lost a caller.
Call if you want to call in 323-282-7424.
Call in now.
Got another guest?
What's guest?
Adrian Dantley.
Adrian Dantley. Large Darker.
Okay, so let's go football. What year?
77.
77. Who would be rookie of the year football?
Anthony Dorsett. Yes! I can't believe I got that.
Yes. Okay.
Question.
That's the tricky part.
Let's go baseball now. This is going to be the hardest one.
I can't believe I got football, bro.
Is it rookie of the year we're doing or MVP?
Rookie of the year. Okay. 77.
Anthony Dorsett, Adrian Dantley, and baseball.
Midwest.
Not Kirby. Oh,
Andre Dawson. That's
yes.
Andre Dawson.
Tebow gets it.
We got it.
With an X Cub.
That's amazing.
I think it was in Montreal then, right?
Punch Drunk Sports rising to the challenge.
We got it.
Yeah.
That's nice. You guys split it up. You're a team.
Midwest, Northeast Coast Cubs.
We have a call. Caller, you're on Punch Drunk Sports, home of champions.
Good question, Morrissey.
Hello? Caller?
Yeah, look, Ari, it's me.
Speaking of ADs.
Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay, everybody.
Andrew Dice, what's happened, AD?
I just wanted to say that I'm loving this movie, The American Sniper.
It's just American Sniper. And what do you mean you're loving it? You're watching it now?
Have you seen it, Ari? It's unbelievable.
I did see it. I'm having a mock screening on Wednesday at 7:30 at the Grove.
So 18. Don't do it, Ari.
Why not, Dice? What are you going to do about it?
This movie's unbelievable, Ari. He's an American hero.
I know he's an American hero, but the movie's terrible. The acting was awful. The lines are so over the top. There's no plot.
Ari, you know how you're banned from my house?
I do know, yes.
Why is that again, Dice?
You're banned from America if you do this, Ari.
That, you don't have that right, Dice. You can't ban me from America because I don't like a movie.
Ari, you're saying Bradley Cooper is not good in this?
No, he's terrible. I think it's one of his worst acting roles of all time. I think he was laughably bad. I think he went and got an impression.
His performance, Ari, is unbelievable. And if you go through with this, Ari, I'm going to smash your face in with the hammer.
Well, I'm going through with the Dice, so you do what you got to do.
Okay, I don't want to throw gas on the fire, but I'm going to. Lots of controversy right now between Ari Shaffir, Andrew Dice Clay on the opening of his special. He was supposed to be in it. Dice doesn't get him the letter in time. Ari makes an executive decision, does not include him in the opening. Dice, your opinion.
I did include him, though. In the end, I said, Dice, he was supposed to be in a week ago. We have to take you out. And he goes, oh, sorry, no. Wait, what did you say?
It says, Ari, I do what I want, what time I want to do it.
Yeah, I said, well, that's not going to do well anything for the legal, so we're going to have to, like, take you, physically go and take you out of that cartoon. And then you back down like a little chump.
Whoa! Shots fired!
You back down, you signed it. Because
you're calling me a chump? When's the last time you did Madison Square Garden?
I don't know, man. I haven't even been there since I was in, like, college.
Who's the most famous?
You saw the circus there. I was selling it out.
You sold it out of the circus?
Hey, Dice. All right, let's talk about some fun stuff. Dice, one of the most famous moments in comedy is when you played, I believe, it's either the Coliseum or the Rose Bowl. I'm not sure. You opened for Guns N' Roses, and you came up through the middle, and it was the height of your power. Can you talk about that whole thing? Do you remember what year that was? We got Mexican crunching numbers on this one. Dice, did you play the Rose Bowl?
Was that the SMD tour, the Suck My Dick tour, or was that something else?
19 Ford Fairlane.
88 was the SMD tour.
I don't remember the year, Triple E. I've had so many unbelievable experiences. I just remember backstage, Slash is getting his dick sucked while a girl's eating his asshole.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
That's what I need.
That's pretty cool.
How was the lead singer of Guns N' Roses? How was it dealing with him?
Axl Rose.
How was Axl Rose?
Axl Rose, I related to him because here we are with two guys. We're like almost like God to these people.
Oh, it's 1992, Dice, a different time.
92.
He actually just recently done it, too.
Oh, he recently opened for him?
It was a different time. People were wearing the high jeans back then. Do you remember that?
May 30th.
Yeah, the high jeans. Morrissey still
acid wash.
Them. Yeah,
people still respected American heroes, unlike now.
Oh. Dice, it was a terrible movie by Clint Eastwood, who sucks.
Ari, if you do this, I fear for your life that an American sniper might try to put a bullet in your ass.
Well, I thought they died for our freedom, so that's not really a freedom that they're dying for. To be able to shoot random people.
I'm just saying, Ari, these guys are very touchy about their talents being mocked, Ari. Don't do it.
Here's a talent I'm going to mock. Bradley Cooper put all his time into getting an impression down and nothing into getting the emotional weight down.
Whoa!
Bradley Cooper put in an unbelievable movie performance when he played Brody in that one movie.
What movie? The crazy movie? What was the crazy movie?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Playbook. That was a good movie.
The way he portrayed Brody Stevens, I've never seen anything like it.
Brody's never gotten laid.
Now, if they did a story about your life in your a movie about you, who would you like to play you?
Me.
Yeah, I saw that.
What about a young Dice, though?
Who
else is going to play me but me, Tripoli? What, are you trying to get the role?
No. I could never do it. I'm not that comedic guy.
How about D'Elia? D'Elia could do it.
Oh, what about Chris D'Elia?
You're going to put this guy in as the Dice Man? Are you crazy?
I got two words for you.
Dean Del Rey.
Yeah, Dean Del Rey, Jimmy.
That's
Joey.
Actually three words, right? Dean
That's
Del Rey.
That's three words, you fucking dummy. I'll fucking crush you with the hammer.
Jesus, Dice. You're riled up today. It's 12:30, man.
How about one of my sons? Because they got the Dice charisma to them.
Okay, sure. One of your sons. One of your no acting credit sons will play you in the movie.
Max?
They got an unbelievable band. I got to give it a plug, Ari.
Okay. LA Guns. What is it?
L.A. Rocks, guess who the manager of the band is?
Who?
The guy.
Me!
Eleanor.
ABC.
How's your wife doing?
Hey.
Unbelievable. Oh. We're divorced, but we've never been more in love.
All right, Dice. Well, we appreciate you calling in. You're a champion.
Any
Dice.
Thoughts on sports, Dice, before you go?
Any words on sports?
First of all, before I leave, Ari, I'll see you.
There you go.
Hey, nailed it that time.
There
bro.
You go.
That's your sweet spot. Mid-word like that, that's your sweet spot. You want to fucking get them when they're expecting. The best one I ever had was Tony calling in and telling his two NCAA championship game for football. And he goes, first, I got Alabama. It was Alabama, like, definitely in. Because first, I got Alabama. I think they're going to do it. And then here's my big pick. For the dark horse, we got... Hang up.
Yeah. Are you following... Have you put football in the back burner? Or are you still... Do you follow, like, mock drafts and all that stuff?
No, I'm out
you
for
know
that.
I do.
You know, okay. Who do you think Tampa Bay takes?
I think they take Jameis Winston.
Do you have any stock in that picture of him with the gut?
Yes, I do.
You think he's got a giant gut?
Yeah, because I've seen other pictures with him without that little lap band thing where they're pulling him with creating, you know, that little rubber band thing around his waist.
Yeah.
But he's always played like that. He's never been a big, super fit guy. I mean, he looks like a Roethlisberger type.
Yeah,
Roethlisberger's not ripped or shredded.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think the comparisons to who is the Raiders quarterback, Matt?
Marcus Russell.
I think that's a horrible comparison because Russell didn't do anything up until that Sugar Bowl.
You got to say,
but
this.
I think the comparison to Russell is
they're
more
both fat,
off
black.
The field and
black.
On.
Yep, that's it. It's just racism.
Yeah, I agree.
Just racism.
I mean, there's really no other comparison.
When you look at those
things,
you're
like quarterback.
Project who they're going to be like or who their game's like. They always just pick people they look like.
Yeah.
I don't think it has
anything to do with race, and I think it has to do with who's most likely of the quarterbacks coming out to get caught with purple drink in the front seat of their SUV.
Oh, right. And it's Jameis Winston because of the blackness, you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Because of his track record. Because of the seven different things he's been in trouble with in 2 years.
Did you see that
and
Kevin
they're like,
Hart
yeah,
video?
Let's give this guy $50 million.
About him telling him to stop being an idiot?
Yeah, Kevin Hart's like, hey, you're good, man, but cool it.
Yeah.
Fucking stop being a fool.
Did you guys watch Saturday Night Live's 40th?
No. I did.
It beat the All-Star game in ratings.
Yeah, what were
the...
Eddie Murphy killed it.
Yeah.
I heard he was bad. What was wrong with him?
He didn't do anything.
What do you mean?
He literally came up and go, hey, I'm here. It's good to be back. And that was pretty much it.
Chris Rock gave him like a 4-minute intro. And then he finally came out on like the second hour, you know, 120 minutes into this thing. And he comes out and he's like, hey, you know, it's great to be back here. This is like coming back to high school. You know, it's really cool to be back. You know, this is where I started. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Here's a commercial break. And then they went to commercial and you never saw him again. He wasn't in one sketch. He didn't even tell a joke.
I mean, when you think about it, I have a question about if Jeff Richards did anything. But when you think about it.
Did he do anything?
This is a guy who was on Saturday Night Live from like 19 years old to 22. And now he's in his late 40s. And he's like, I don't know, high school was a bigger part of my life than fucking Saturday Night Live. It might have gotten him a start, but it's not like anybody thinks about Saturday Night Live and they get him a job now.
It launched him.
It was a big thing because he hasn't gone back. He got mad at the show and hasn't been there.
Hasn't been back. I know. And it's like saying getting his first manager was really big. It's like, yeah, sure, but it's just not what he thinks about all the time.
Why did he get mad at the show?
Because they made a joke about
him. David Spade made a joke when he was doing that news segment, and David Spade made a joke about him being washed up and making bad movie career decisions.
Oh, not the tranny stuff?
No, he said,
it was
look,
long
a
before
falling
that.
Star.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It was like after Pluto Nash or something.
Pluto Nash was goddamn awful.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
You know? It's just like, the problem with Eddie Murphy is that making movies became like his job going to 7-Eleven. It was a job, and he was just collecting checks, and he hurt his brand, dude. He did hurt his brand.
He made some bad movies. Made some good movies. They started getting serious a little bit, and that got weird.
Yeah, they always get weird. It was
What's really weird to me is that he's just quit publicly being funny.
Pluto Nash made $135,000 in the box office.
No, that's not true.
No?
No.
It says box office gross right here.
$135,000? No, that's not true.
And the budget was $100 million?
No, that's...
Get out of town. That would have bankrupted the whole country.
No, that didn't make $135,000. Let me see what you're looking at.
Are you questioning our stat guy?
Hey, I'm just looking at the Wikipedia.
And by the way, as long as we're here, what would you like to say about Fat Man while we're looking at this? Because I noticed he was here, and then as soon as I walk in, I would hear like, oh yeah, we don't have Skype working. I'm like, oh, how interesting. Fat Boy's back, we don't have Skype working.
And then, I got to look at Ari's asshole for fucking
immediately
2 months
fucks
in a row
you over.
On Skype. I finally get on Skype, and it's like, oh, I don't know what happened.
It made $7 million.
$7 million, okay. $135,000 per screen or something?
We lost $93 million. That's good.
Yeah, Jesus.
And then he was like, I told you, I'm going to bring this. I'm like, bring is not the same as bought.
Yeah, it's totally different.
As soon as you leave, he starts telling us, like, I told him this. And I was like, hey, dude, why are you trying to convince us? We're not the ones around you. Go tell Tripoli.
Is he still in there?
No, he left.
He'll be back.
It's like saying, I need a ride, and he bought a car.
But Sam, yeah, exactly. I'll bring a car. Okay, cool. Well, I had to buy a car. I didn't have one. Well, I didn't know you didn't have one. You said you'd bring
Just to confirm what you need me to bring tomorrow, I'll bring, so far, PS4 with two controllers, NBA 2. Is there anything else I should bring? At no point does he tell me to buy it.
Buy. Bring.
I'm also bringing all the cable stuff I mentioned, but what else do you need?
I like
you
how we'll never admit
By the way, there's
being
no...
wrong.
UFC for PS4, yeah. My mistake. Just found. What does that mean? You want this? You want this, right? Yeah, bring both. That's it. Where did I say buy anything?
But then he won't take credit. He won't be like, oh, you know what? Fuck. I didn't have it. I thought that I was going to buy it the whole time. Yeah, I was wrong. I said bring it. And I didn't tell you I was going to buy it.
It does look really cool with you, though. Like
no, I'm
stuff.
Happy and I want to play, but where did I say buy something?
No, never. And he should have been like, I just
and
assumed.
And like, I'm instead such of, a nice guy, I'm like, I'm about to pay. I don't want to pay this
instead
guy.
Instead of just saying like, I didn't do anything wrong. Here's my question, Sam. When someone has a history of fucking up, why'd you bring them back in?
Because
this
dude,
is why
Ari,
people fail up in Hollywood.
I agree.
This is why somebody has a shitty directing job. They go, well, that guy's directed.
Ari,
let's get him.
Need to play these video games. I mean,
so why get a guy with a proven track record of failure?
Because I've asked 1,000 people and nobody can help me.
This is why America keeps invading new countries, saying we have to bring them freedom. It's like, yeah, but the last 3 countries, we killed over 100,000 people in each country.
And plus, I like racking on Fat Man.
Oh,
I think it's funny.
That's fine.
I think it's funny.
That's
now
fine.
We're getting to the source.
Everyone needs a Kevin Smith.
Yeah, we need a guy to rack on.
I'm just worried about your blood pressure, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I just had a date.
Dude, all that guy does is say why he wasn't at fault. He doesn't actually help anything. Don't bring him around here. He has an air of failure around him.
Okay, I won't. We won't do it again. I just need to figure out this fucking video game thing because, one, I think it could help us get a lot of people checking out our podcast. Yeah. And video game podcasts are really big, and I have plans.
Okay.
If I could take a moment and stick up for Sam, don't put too much like gravity into Ari's words because last time he talked to Fat Man on air, I believe he was telling him to kill himself.
Yeah.
No, I get that, and I understand that, and I think it's funny.
First chance back, failure.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then just sitting around, not be like, well, let me go return those. I can just return them to the store right now.
Return them.
No solutions ever.
We'll figure it out. I just read the text, and at no point did he ever say that I had to buy them. Did he say that?
No, but he's so excited about telling other people how he wasn't wrong, so he doesn't ever have to feel wrong. That guy's a loser. That guy's a loser who keeps losing, and he keeps trying to say he's not to blame for his losing. So it's like, fucking go lose somewhere else.
Story of my life, Ari. I always try to give people fucking chances and blows up in my fucking face.
Yeah, that's why Tebow's not here right now. Try to give him a chance.
Oh, Jesus, you are brutal.
Guys, the connection's breaking up here. I don't know what's going on.
Is that crying out here?
UFC.
Loading a gun.
Are you guys done are you over the UFC watching it? Or
no,
do you want...
You know, Benson Henderson, that wasn't a fight I was excited about, but...
Oh, let's get back into the NFL. I'm sorry, I don't want to leave. Big controversy, who Dallas is going to keep? DeMarcus Murray, or are they going to keep the wide receiver?
I'm sorry, Tebow, you said something?
No, I said he said DeMarcus, I said DeMarco.
DeMarco?
I mean, that's his name. How do you
want,
what do you want to do?
I fucked it up.
Okay.
No, DeMarcus Murray is somebody else.
Yeah, he's an amalgamation.
I'm sure there is a DeMarcus Murray out there.
Head case in Oakland. And, great running back. And I mean, DeMarco Murray was the best running back in football this year. So to say, like, well, football players' careers, their running backs, their careers are short, it's like, yeah, but right now he's the best bet.
Yeah.
In NFL.
But if you had to pick between one of the two, which seems to be the – you have to – You could have to franchise one of them and then sign the other.
Well, look, if he only has 2 years left, I think so does Romo. So I would say those two.
But I keep Dez.
I would keep Dez, too. He has a longer upside.
And the other thing is that the people aren't really accounting for here is, DeMarco Murray, he was best running back in football last year, or arguably. I mean, I would take Lynch over Murray. But
just 'cause of playoffs.
That offensive line is insane. And DeMarco Murray has been there for quite a few years and didn't put those numbers up. So if you go, well, if we put our money towards Dez – can another running back for less money do equally as well as Murray did with this offensive line?
Equal, not setting records for straight 100-yard games. No. No one's going to do as equally as well. It's not like Denver where they would just sub in different running backs every year.
Yeah, Shanahan's last couple years.
Yeah, they each go for 1,300 yards. It's not like that. It's not like that.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I don't know that, but we're talking about record setting.
So you would rather keep Murray, then.
I don't know, man. I want them both. I want them both. The 1 year we have a good record just because we have an easy schedule. I mean, can't keep our fucking. We have five good players on that team.
I got a question, though.
Romo, Murray, Dez, the fucking kicker.
That's great. You know you got a good team when you're like one of our good guys.
Dan Bailey's great.
The fucking kicker.
Dan Bailey's great.
So wait, but here's the thing, though. If Romo gets hurt.
Yeah.
Where would you have rather spent your money? On DeMarco or Dez?
On draft.
DeMarco. No, but I'm saying, if nobody can throw Dez the ball, then...
Dez doesn't even need to be open. He's great now. Man, Dez has turned into something special.
He's a head case.
Once again, I would say Dez, because anytime, and believe me, I know this with Matt Ryan, anytime your running back gets, your quarterback gets hurt, and you have a good running back, they just throw eight in the box, and then they force you to throw the ball. So if you have Dez to go up and catch one of these errant passes from, it's so much harder to run when everybody knows you're not going to throw.
What we know now is most likely Dallas will not draft a lineman. They've drafted – their line is set. They got their team. Their
Agreed.
Line. So.
Well, I don't know what they're going to lose in free agency.
Okay.
They might be losing some people. I don't really know.
They're fucking losers
not on the
anyway.
Offensive line. Most of those guys are locked up.
What is the 50-yard stare? What is going on? That was the weirdest.
I've got this weird stare right now.
He's in the zone. He's getting emotionally invested in it.
Yeah,
audition.
I can tell. You're in weird. Is something going on in your head right now?
I had to wake up at fucking 10:30 for this phone meeting that I wake up and was like, oh, it's canceled. Somebody's sick. It's like, okay.
Monsters.
I'd rather have slept another hour. Got this audition later. I'd rather be, rested.
I got you. So you want to leave a little early? Get a little sleepy?
No, I can't.
You want to sleep on the couch?
Auditions at 3.
You're going to kill it.
I'll be okay.
You're going to rock this.
Kill it in corduroy.
I don't even know if I could do it. I got to go to Australia at the same time. If I get it, now it's like, oh, whatever.
What are you auditioning for, dude? American Sniper 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. The fifth tour of duty he went on.
American Sniper Jew?
It showed. It showed PTSD because he came home and he's watching the TV. Really? Because you couldn't tell that at all. You could only tell from the special effects that but Clint Eastwood put in afterwards.
Clint Eastwood's from that generation where it's like, America, we rise to excellence.
Jesus Christ.
Have you ever been thrown out
good
of...
good PTSD? Watch Homeland. And the guy wakes up and fucking starts beating the shit out of his wife in the middle of the night. That's PTSD. Yeah. Not going to one fucking meeting with a therapist going, no, I mean, I wish I could save more Marines.
I thought you were talking about
learning a valuable lesson, too. That's not just PTSD.
I thought you were talking about how Carrie fucks a Raw Dogs terrorist. Like, she literally Raw Dogs terrorist.
God.
Like, she fucks every fucking terrorist on that show. Doesn't condom up and just lets them blast inside her. It's like, I don't know what is a sign of someone who's not American excellence.
Yeah. That's called taking one for the team, bro. Old red, white, and blue.
Slump buster.
All right, we have a call. We have a call.
This should be good.
Please turn off your radio. Yeah, I love saying that.
Turn your radio down.
You're here. You're listening to Punch Drunk Sports, home of champions.
Man, I am loving this new movie, American Sniper.
Oh, come on. George St. Pierre called
it. You like that movie. You're an actor,
you're
man.
You're Canadian.
But when I look at Bradley Cooper, I see shades of myself, a good-looking guy, a great actor. He's got it all going on.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he's a great actor?
He's not as good as me, but he's trying.
Now, did you see Bradley Cooper's haircut when he's doing the pressers? It was like, it's really, literally, you remember Theo Von's old bad haircut he used to rock?
Sort of, yeah.
Like where he's like, I'm going to be this like redneck character, and he had a mullet.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that, but with spiked hair.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. I'm like, that's fucking awful.
Maybe he's doing a role for something.
Yeah.
He has bad hair plugs.
He's doing Elephant Man.
Really?
He's playing the Elephant Man.
Bradley, hold on.
On
Bradley Cooper is playing the Elephant Man?
Do you want to see the picture?
Yeah.
Without prosthetics. It's pretty
good. You shitting me, dude?
I swear to God.
On Broadway, yeah.
Yep.
Hold on, GSP. We had a major news break.
I thought that role was for Leslie Jones.
Shots fired.
Dude, when did Leslie Jones get so big?
She's in the remake of King Kong now, too.
Oh, come on, Jesus, dude. Not cool. You offended Ari. It was so funny. I said something the other day that actually offended Ari. And you know how hard it is to offend Ari?
What could you say that would offend Ari?
Let me set it up. Taylor Negron, a comedian, passed away. They had a memorial for him in the main room. And all these old-timers were there. All these old-timers what happened? Oh, no, I got distracted.
Taylor Negron.
Oh, yeah,
memorial.
All the old-timers are there. Shelvin Daddy, all these fucking, you know, 65-year-old comics. They're from the 70s and 80s. They're having a great time. Remembering Taylor, Alan Stevens was emceeing.
It's pretty packed.
So they're leaving the main room. It's pretty packed. It's emotional, but in a fun way. They're leaving. They're walking down the hallway, and we're all in the hallway. And they point to the wall. They point to one of their friends on the wall. The one that's my picture's on, the one that's facing the steps up to the OR.
Yeah, right outside, right by the bathrooms.
Yeah, across from the bathrooms, that wall. And they go, look. And we're all standing there. Maybe seven of them are passing by. And then Sam goes, you want to say what you said, Sam?
That's the wall of the dead.
Jeez. All these people here, they're all dead. And you see them all. First of all, they're there pointing out one of their own dead. And second of all, the rest of them are still quite alive. And here's some young guy they've never heard of or seen just saying,
you guys are
all dead. And it was just like, oh, Jesus, Sam.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Let's see this guy.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
All he's doing is sticking his tongue out.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Bradley Cooper, it's getting... It's like, he was really cool in, like, The Hangover. But now, it's like, that's who you're going to have play the fucking Elephant Man.
Nah, bro. Did you see Limitless?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, it is on
Broadway. Here's him normal.
Oh, my God. Here's him normal.
Okay, that's him with shorts, no shirt on, good body.
Yeah.
Great face.
Very deep. And
now here's him as the elephant man. Oh, he's got a leg forward.
He's breaking.
He's got a leg forward.
And he's sticking his tongue out to the left.
Dude, that is embarrassing.
That is absolutely awful.
God.
Unbelievable. I mean, you got to be like, dude, you're taking a good role away from an ugly actor.
I
could have done so well with that.
This is so embarrassing. I mean, like, I'm embarrassed for him because it's, I'm sure they're paying him well.
Let's read these comments.
Here are the
best
comments.
Best thing he ever did was dump that ugly simian Zoe Saldana. Okay. And in reply to that from Allison to Rodriguez, who posted that, Allison says, I noticed his career has gotten all even hotter since he got rid of that ugly, horrid woman.
Oh, Jesus.
Cooper is hotter now than ever, and he and Suki make a great couple. He had nothing at all in common with that unattractive Zoe creature. Whew. New worst acting ever, actor ever. he was so handsome back in his Alias and Hangover days. What happened? David Bowie did the same thing when he played the stage version back in the early 80s.
This is like, that's so stupid. It's like Kate Upton playing Precious on Broadway.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like, you know, when they had What's-Her-Face playing the female serial killer.
Shallow Hal.
Yeah,
but she at least got ugly. She didn't look like her.
Well, oh, they're not going to make him look like that. They're going to put makeup on him
and
all that.
No prosthetics, nothing. Yeah, that's how he's doing it.
But look at me. I'm ugly, though.
Because he's a serious actor.
And he's got his shirt off and he's like ripped and stuff.
He's pretty cut. He's not Tebow cut.
He's cut for playing a retarded guy who's physically deformed.
Was the elephant man retarded? I just thought he was deformed.
Yeah, you know, it's all retarded.
But
it's all in the retarded
Are you
family.
Sure that he's not going to wear prosthetics?
I read it.
If you
it
sound retarded,
no
you're retarded. Josh Martin's retarded to me.
Tebow, you got... Okay, listen, man. You got to FedEx us a fucking...
Yeah, we
got
to talk
clock.
About this. Hey, GSP, we got to call...
We also need the bag of bets.
You
GSP,
bag of
we got to call you
I
back.
I need to get them
both.
From him.
Batman has it.
Batman has what? The bag of
we
bets?
We got to call...
Yeah, I texted you both that.
Where's
the bag of
bets?
I listened to last week's episode. I don't have the bag of bets.
He's
you guys
looking,
thought I brought
bewildered.
It with me.
Oh, you actually have it?
No, I don't have it. Fat Man
You have
has
Fat
it.
Man. You have the bag of bets? Yeah. Okay. You need to... You know, I sent him a text going, hey, can you jerk off into a rag and FedEx us?
Yeah. And what?
And
he
took it and did a screen grab of it and made it an Instagram.
You did?
Yeah, he did.
So send it. You sent it.
No, he needs to jerk off into a rag, but he said that his lesbian mom wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah,
don't tell your mom what you're doing.
Yeah, what am I going to like? Hey, I need to FedEx this sock to my buds.
Why can't you
just
jerk off into it and do it yourself?
I'll PayPal you the $12.
I mean, if I have to jerk off into a sock.
No, we need authentic
rag.
Lesbian.
Just say, hey, do you have any face towels you're not using?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. We'll figure it out. Okay.
No,
I mean, he already said he's not doing it.
He's doing it. He tried pulling that fucking Willie got my bet. We're all like, everybody across the Comedy Store was like, no, man, no. You can't do that.
What's no, you're not home? Hearing me.
It's at home?
It to Willie.
So when do you think you can do that by? I'd love to have this go down next week.
Probably before the end of this podcast, since I'm not on video.
I don't know how that helps.
I'm halfway home right now.
Okay.
Jerking it.
Just jerk it and email Atari. Or send it to Ari.
Email it to Ari.
Put it in a Ziploc so it stays fresh.
It's fresh.
Then what you're going to do is bring it
Freeze
home,
it.
Toss one off on it, close it.
Yeah, oh, right. I say,
you
okay.
want fresh jizz? Like
I mean,
we go in the bathroom and toss
Martin
one?
I want Josh Martin to watch me.
Watch you jerk off?
Ooh, eye contact?
No, whatever he wants there. I want him to watch me jerk off. No, I'm not going to look at him. What are you, crazy?
Just to ramp up the ladyboy experience?
Yeah, I want him to understand what's on there.
Can you imagine Josh Martin talking you through a beat-off? Phone
Grab
sex with that
saft.
Idiot?
Uh-huh.
I can't wait till I put
Here's what I'm
going to
do. I'm
going to
jerk off
pussy.
Three times in one day. I'm going to do it once at 3, and then twice more before I go to sleep. Really get my balls saying, oh, we need to produce a lot of cum. Then don't jerk off at all. For about 30 hours, until I go to the store and jerk off and really fucking put a glob on there.
Yeah.
Really
nut it up.
I think that should be great.
Yeah.
Do you want to get Katie over there to rub your balls while
you
do it?
Are you
going
to watch porn?
Katie Manzella?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good.
Do you think we can ask her to do it?
Yeah, I think we could.
Okay.
She loves my balls.
Yeah, we'll have her rub your balls while you do it, and she can do play-by-play. And we'll have her talking to it like an H4 and do play-by-play as you're stroking it. Is that too much?
During the American Sniper screening. Can you do that?
I can't wait for the screening tomorrow. Yeah.
That would be fucking hilarious. That'd be great.
Katie, rub my balls. Katie, rub the balls. Gently,
So Tebow, can we just
never
ask you?
Never twist, only tickle.
When do you think you might be able to do this?
I'll figure it out this week. So
can you find time in your schedule for a jizz?
Like, what do you mean this week?
When? I mean, 1:45 tomorrow. I mean, what part of this week do you not understand?
Yeah, that's a big thing between I'll figure out this week and actually do it, Tebow. I need to lock you in. Go home. Jerk off into a rag.
Are you home now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerk off into a rag. He'll PayPal you $20.
Oh, you went up from 12 to 20?
Just fucking PayPal him 20.
Oh, all right.
He needs cigarettes. That's the only way we can get him to do if we
it's
promise
eight
him
for the
cigarettes.
Effort.
Eight for the effort.
All yeah. right?
And then FedEx. And
yeah.
Then in a bag. I will tweeze them
tomorrow.
Out of that bag.
Tomorrow. Go to a FedEx.
You get
and
a small box. And a you know you have a Ziploc at home.
Yeah.
There's definitely a Ziploc at home.
Dude, sure. Crazy lesbians fucking always are saving shit.
Now,
so.
Don't get too big a towel. I mean, really, it should be like a hand towel. Not
yeah.
like a face towel.
Yeah.
Not like, I'm sorry, not a hand towel. It should be like a small, like
a
washer off.
Yeah.
Because you really want to make sure the jizz gets on him and he can't find a corner
yes,
where it didn't touch.
Exactly. So.
Oh, yeah.
So can you do that tomorrow?
Just one of the squares.
I'll try to do it tomorrow, yeah.
All right, cool. We got locked down with fucking Tebow.
I still can't believe we got that trivia question between the three of us.
It's pretty awesome
yeah.
that you shared it.
Yeah, all three of us. Congratulations.
And what else is interesting is each one of us got the wrong sport. Like, Ari should have got baseball.
Yeah.
I should have got – I guess Sam did get basketball, but Ari and I switched sports. It was, you know.
It's only because Dorsett. I was like, Dorsett, Tony. Oh, wait. Anthony.
Oh, dude, you fucking did through your mind. I
did
like
through
that.
Your mind. I guess took you guys on a trip.
Yeah, that's great.
Being
that's,
Ari Malkovich.
That's great.
Being Ari Malkovich.
So, all right. So, Ari's
so
got
Clippers
a,
suck.
Clippers don't suck.
Seven seed and getting
Six
worse.
Seed.
Six seed now?
Six seed, but it's a bunch.
Yeah, they're going to finish. They need to really need to finish on
you
top
You signed
three,
Sebastian Telfair
No,
for
we
10
didn't
days.
Sign him. We didn't sign him. They
well,
were talking about it, and there was a backlash to it.
Oh, really?
I don't understand. It's just Sebastian a 10-day contract.
Because Telfair. It's a waste of a roster space.
It's a 10-day contract, so they're going to give it to nobody instead.
Yeah, we keep it open. You never know
he
what's going to happen.
He knows their practices.
It's only 10
and,
days.
And he's nothing personal against him. He's just trying to take care of his family. He's... not an elite. He's not an NBA point guard.
I don't
guard.
See what anyone's talking about. It's a 10-day because they give these out all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, hey, get us through this next week.
He's only brought a loaded gun on a team plane once.
Yes, exactly. And here's
exactly.
the thing, dude. It would be a bad sign by Doc Rivers. Another bad signing.
Yeah, big baby.
You know, who's
Austin Rivers.
You know what people could get is that Cantor on Utah.
There's a guy who sings.
Oh yeah,
the synagogue.
Good.
He's some fucking Lebanese dude.
That's a Jewish something, right?
Yeah, Jew Magic.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Jew Magic on Sports Nation?
Yeah.
Talk us through it because...
I wasn't watching her face when I said... Because they make you do hashtags and different things, like the A-Rod.
When did they get you the questions?
40 minutes before.
Wait, for the...
Sports Nation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were on it? I missed it.
Can we find Ari Shaffir on Sports Nation? Is that video on anywhere?
Maybe. I asked him if I could put up a video on my YouTube. Maybe.
Was it Marcellus?
Marcellus
Wiley, Max.
Who has two rings with the Cowboys.
Kellerman.
Max Kellerman and Michelle Beadle.
Who's used to be super hot.
She's still pretty fucking
now
hot,
now she's
man.
Entering Cougar Land.
Oh, really? She's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, she is hot.
I would for
the sure. girl who replaced her is even hotter.
Who replaced her?
Back in the day was Carissa
she replaced
Thompson,
Carissa.
Who's now on Fox Sports 1,
oh.
who just loves black cock.
Oh. Whoa. But when I said, so there was one about the Swaggy P going with the
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get, hold on. Did we find it?
Yeah, it's literally someone recording it on
it's
their
me,
TV.
It's me, it's us.
Oh, okay.
We recorded it.
Oh, really?
Just the opening. Here, can we hear it?
Yeah, give me a sec.
Because I didn't get the whole thing.
You got up that early?
I recorded it the next night.
No, but Ari actually got up early to do that.
Yeah.
What time?
10. No, nine. No, that's just my stand-up.
No, no, no.
My stand-up.
Yes. I record the old...
Trust me, that's my stand-up.
No, no, yeah, but there, this
is a clip that's showing.
Oh, it's coming. She just sat right there while they were still clapping.
Damn it. I tried, you guys.
By the way, that clip is available on punchdrinksports.com.
So I said, like, what do you think of all this whole, like, you know, the dolphin trying to drown him and stuff? And I was like, look, I'm a fan of any Laker dying.
Yeah, and which I cannot believe you got away with that.
Wait, what happened?
I said I'm a fan of any Laker dying.
And well, you she just started laughing? Or
she's a Spurs fan.
Oh.
There's like, two great moments there. That moment where you said that and everybody's laughing. And then the second moment, there's something about money. And you're like, well, I'm a Jew. I like money. And Max Kellerman just shot you an arrow look.
Oh, really?
We don't say that. The tribe doesn't say that.
No, it wasn't I'm a Jew, I love money. It's they were talking about not giving A-Rod his bonuses because the PEDs. So if he hit 600 home runs while on the Yankees or 660 – they were going to have to pay in this, but they're like, well, it's under, so we're not going to have to pay you these bonuses. And I was like, I'm a Jew. I'll just tell you right now. They're paying him.
Yeah. And then he shot you the look. But you know, maybe. Joe Rogan went on ESPN. They were a long time ago, and he's banned from ESPN.
Really?
For what?
Because...
Rape joke?
Yeah. He basically was like, they were asking about Houston Alexander, and he's something along the lines of like, he has a look in his face like he just watched you rape his mother.
Yeah.
And he dude, like cut, they apologize, and he's banned for life.
They did say Disney.
Did you see it on there?
They did say it's Disney, so you know, keep that in mind. I was like, okay, but that really, that stopped me from bringing up the rape allegations of Kobe that I wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to do that.
I saw that. I saw.
I wanted to. And I was looking for a nice way to say it, and by the way, Kobe should still be in jail for the one thing we're not allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
That's, I wanted to say that, but I didn't.
You would have been the Hannibal to his Cosby.
Maybe.
That would have started the fire.
What started the fire? The fire started when he fucking shoved it in that girl's ass when she was pleading.
People don't remember that at all.
Remember.
Especially L.A. Young
they didn't remember
LA
about Cosby
fans.
Either until the new allegations started coming out.
I love that you were like, because it felt
fuck
very much punch drunkish.
They asked
where
me,
you're
yeah,
just,
I did. They asked me why I hate the Lakers. I told
and
them
And you started screaming, and they're like, and they ruined it! Yeah. They ruined it! And everyone's like, boo!
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, but guess what? Guess what? 10 years. I was like, they ruined the playoffs. All that. I was like, but it's going to be 10 years before that happens again. And I was like, where are your flags now?
Yeah. And Marcus Wiley was joining, but Max Kellerman was just like, weird looks at you.
Yeah.
It was funny,
It was
dude.
Fun as shit.
You killed it.
Thanks.
You crushed it. I was very impressed.
Yeah,
I was like.
Yeah, I did just punch drunk it. We're just like,
you know,
let's just have some fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Ari, without a doubt, all your appearances, man, you're hitting really good strides with them, man. It's like, I've had friends of mine do television, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you did great. It's like
yeah.
A friend of mine recently baked cake for someone's birthday, and we were eating the cake, and it was bad. But everyone's like, it was great cake. Like, you know,
it was
you,
good yesterday.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I like that cake.
That was a little different. That was a little different.
I like that cake.
Who made the cake? Who made the cake?
Nobody. Nobody. Nothing.
Shrek.
Shut up.
Shrek made it.
Shut up. But you
What's his
really.
Name? What's
dude,
his name? What's Shrek's name?
Conan, you killed it.
Mike
Stephen
Myers?
Glickman.
No, Stephen Glickman.
Conan, you killed
you know
it.
Glickman looks like he could make a cake.
Yeah, two different types
it was
of
good.
Frosting.
I was just trying to make a joke, and
I
Ari had to
loved it.
Fucking bring in names to make it real.
here's what I think. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate the compliment. I think, honestly, here's why I'm doing well in those things, because I've been recording other TV things, so I don't get nervous.
Yeah, I get
I'm like,
that.
I've already had six, seven things. It's like, all right, next one. So, you know, like, oh, I don't want to fuck this up. It's just like now I'm just myself.
Yeah.
Where we are on podcasts.
Yeah.
The first couple of radio spots we did, I remember for myself, I was super quiet. I didn't want to, like, butt in. And now when you go on
but
morning radio,
I'm
it's like,
telling
take
you,
over.
Jew magic, bro. It's magic. Just like he can say things nobody else can. Everyone's like, oh, come on. It's like Caparello with the word fuck in his act.
Yeah, people are like,
could be
clean
fuck,
comic.
Fuck, fuck. And everyone's like, oh, I love this kid.
Yeah.
I go up,
clean. Yeah.
I go up, hey, man, what's up with puppies? Boo.
Well, your first midnight, they cut out a ton of stuff.
And my second one, they told me to stop saying so many abortion jokes. My thought is, just cut around it. You're going to cut half my things out anyway.
But the first one you won and you took your shirt off.
Yeah.
That was
like,
great.
There was like and they didn't show any of that.
Did they show me take my shirt off?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Real quick, someone just told me that our live feed is down. Is it okay? Are we recording? Okay. Who knows?
When he got kicked off, was it the
Rogan rape joke?
Yeah,
on
how long
ESPN?
Ago was it? Because I have him on Sports Nation.
Houston Alexander. Yeah, this must be 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't find anything.
He's been back on ESPN.
Yeah, he's been recently because they were asking him about stuff. Mayweather versus Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to get it. We got some great guys writing the pod.
Who would win that? I mean, Mayweather would beat her fucking
well,
ass.
He
well,
he says
her.
It's
but if she just
boxing
gets control,
or UFC?
Right, it's UFC.
Then,
but boxing is still in play. Mm-hmm. His punches have more weight with those little UFC gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
But all she would have to do is
take him to the ground.
Yeah. And really just like on her knees, go over to him and just grab an ankle and then stand up while holding
him. She's never seen footwork like that. You got to catch him to get
a
hold of
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But once she gets a hold of him, he's being flipped.
Yeah, but dude, he's not going to run from her in an octagon. She's going to cut it off, cut it up. He's not used to people lunging on them.
Yeah.
She ain't ever been hit like that. No woman's ever hit her like that.
Dude, she boxes.
But does he
and
have
spars
any ground
with guys?
No, he has no ground game.
He has none, dude. Tony, look at James Tony. And listen.
And
I
they're
going
to teach him how to like
tour.
Throw a knee when she shoots, but it's like that ain't gonna work.
Are you guys crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to know that
enough.
Years.
You're
before.
Insane.
What are you talking about?
This you're acting like Mayweather walking down the street. Ronda Rousey wants to fight him, and he's not going to be able to take her. Like that's ridiculous.
He is stronger than her.
Oh, yeah,
but I don't
true.
Know how much is Mayweather weigh?
I think she.
You don't think people step up to him
24/7? Hey, she listen. Would.
No, they don't step up to 24/7.
Chick,
90 guys.
Chick, MMA chicks, like I knew a girl who trains Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and like she was like a fucking, she's like a purple belt now. She's the best that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I think she just like when I was training with her for like a year,
you do jiu-jitsu?
She would like for like 2 years just for fun, but she would just destroy dudes.
It's the judo throws. It's like putting your leg behind your legs, her leg, and then just chucking you when you're like, what's happening right now? The low center of gravity.
James
shit.
Tony versus Randy Couture, and I understand it's man versus man. His whole thing was like, oh, he ain't felt my punches.
But he
and
never
like,
did feel the punch.
And he just walked right through him, probably tagged him, and then he got him on the ground. And James Tony's like, what the fuck is going on? And he had nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen to Mayweather. Is like, he's going to punch her, and Mayweather is not a knockout guy.
He's a tag you guy. But she would take a punch from Mayweather and be down.
I just think that she'd cover up and do what Chael Sonnen done. I was just watching him versus Brian
I could see
Spann,
him making a mistake, too, of knocking her down and then sort of, like, jumping on her. And it's like, big mistake. Don't jump on her. Stand up. Wait for her to get up again. Or just punch her from.
Let's see. Mayweather is. Depends on what he's fighting, what weight class.
So is that fight off, by the way?
155, I think.
It depends. Anywhere between 130 to 154.
All right. I want to get in some
135, and what is she? She's 125, 135?
135.
Anderson Silva just keeps failing drug tests.
What do you mean, keeps failing drug
now
tests?
Now he just failed for a third drug.
Same chest? Oh, you hit it by accident.
Oh.
Here, I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, Anderson Silva.
Okay, guys, how do you feel about this? Tebow included.
Oh, thanks.
These guys... I know it's hard when you can't see us.
Fails the second.
These guys failed drug tests, and then they go, I mean, across the board, they all go, at least 60% of them go, I did not take those drugs. The test is wrong. They didn't watch it. Something happened, but I'm telling you right now, I never took any of those things. And you're like, dude, that excuse has been used the last 40 times.
Yeah.
Even if you're telling the truth. That excuse doesn't fly anymore.
The truth is the
lie
is
you're almost definitely using drugs if you got caught with drugs.
The lie is worse than the actual.
Quit it. Just quit asking for our support and our trust.
But is the testing as crooked as?
No, they let people off that are on it, but they don't say anybody's doing it that's not on it.
Yeah, they've never been like, okay, we lied. He was
the one baseball guy got it because they said it was out of their sight. But then he fully was using it, and they caught him like three more times instantly.
And then he had to apologize to the guy he just smeared.
Yeah, I love that A-Rod apology, too. He didn't. He apologized to the Yankees. Didn't apologize to the doctor. He tried getting fired.
Yeah.
He's saying this guy was setting
me
up.
I'm not even, did you see the 30-for-30 on Ben Johnson? When they said, like, they basically, he feels like he admitted taking drugs, but he wasn't going to get caught. And they set him up to get a positive test. Because everyone knew he was doing it. Now, do you believe shit like that or no? Or do you?
Well, he was doing it, so it doesn't matter.
He wasn't allowed to do it. He might have thought they were going to let him off, but he knew he shouldn't have done it in the first place.
No, they were setting him up. They wanted him to get caught.
It wasn't like he was saying, no, I won't do it, I won't do it. Like, look, man, we won't catch you. We won't test you. So just do it. He goes, no, I'm not going to do that stuff. He goes, dude, I'm telling you, we won't test you. Do it. It wasn't that. He was doing it, and they say, don't have to cycle off it because we're not going to test you. He was doing it during training. He was doing it during competition.
All right. Well, Fat Man, you're here. You're looking pouty, but that's fine.
No.
And we got 20 minutes left. I wanted to try this game. Do you want to try it?
Let's try playing it right now?
Yeah. Or do you want to wait till you're gone, then we can do it when you're gone? I'm fine with that, too.
And what are you going to do?
Can we hear the game on the fuck? Yeah.
I have it muted right now.
Yeah. We could play the game.
But that you need video for that. You need to record the video.
Okay. That's so we'll wait till he's gone, and then we'll try it, because Ari's got to head out. Do you got a jam right after?
Kind of,
okay,
but I can
Frank,
hang out for
a little.
Where are you going?
I hang out.
Where are you going?
You want to play a little video game with me after?
Do I want to play?
Sorry, I thought we were going to do it during the thing. Is that okay?
Well, you got to see video. Those.
We're going to get the video, but
those game like commentaries, you got
to
see what's going on.
Are they
going to
be able to? If they're seeing live feed, they can see it.
Let's play real quick.
But
you got to keep talking what you're doing. Just all audio is kind of weird.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk.
Well, how about you commentate and some, or who's going to play and someone commentate?
You really got to show the gameplay. Those videos are all videos.
Hey,
they're all YouTube videos.
That's what they're going to be watching.
That's the cameras watching. During our podcast, 96% of the people are only listening.
Yeah, that's why we did way at the end.
But how about instead of playing video of games, everybody just whispers in each other's ear and I sit over here and beat off?
96% of the people will only be listening to just going, oh. Oh, come on, get it.
I understand what you're saying.
Well, that's
you need
just
the video
Tebow jerking off.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, but enough about my sound effects.
That's fine.
Let's make YouTube videos out of it. I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. But okay. I get it. I mean, we could talk through, but if you don't want to do it, I'm totally fine with that, too. It's a group conscious.
Does Ari want to go his first audition? Do you want to go dry run right now? Give your first take.
Do you know how hard it is raising four kids?
Stop. We're doing a big audition, Tebow.
Do you know how hard it is raising four kids on a rocket scientist salary? All the tuitions I have to pay for? How's that?
I love your minimalism.
Well, I'm going to cry during that.
Come on, let me see it. Is this a drama or a comedy?
No, it's a comedy, but I'm getting caught, so I have to like really be upset.
Getting caught doing what? Okay, we won.
You're losing money. Just use that pain.
Yeah.
Ari, can I give you a little motivation?
Yeah.
A little Bradley Cooper as the Elephant Man. Let's get another read.
You know how hard it is? Raising four kids on a... you kidding me? He's one of the best-looking men in America.
Rocket scientist salary.
All right, I want to get into something real quick since we're all here. And I want to talk to the Fat Man. Fat Man, let's get into this $155 thing.
I smell an intervention.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, just scratch it. I'll take the cost.
You return it. Just return the controllers. Okay. You just bought them. Just return them.
I love you. I went over the text. I don't see where we discuss buying shit, but that's fine.
It's over.
It's all right.
I'm not saying it's over. I'll take care of it. I'll take the
cost. Oh, shit, Fat Man. I like Fat Man.
I didn't give you anything for Christmas. Consider that.
Yeah, okay. Look at that. Who's this guy? I love it.
How you can sort of hear that, even off mic. You can still sort of hear it.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. Very.
No, I'm saying it's pretty good.
Yeah, this studio's good.
Fix it up.
I mean, we got to get Skype, so Ari.
We got to get Skype.
You know what you should have. Oh, Tebow, you can't do it because then you get an echo. You could watch us.
Wait, I have a question. The last time we did it was with a laptop, right?
What?
When you called in? I mean, I have mine.
Yeah, but you're here because we need to crunch stats.
Okay. No. Yeah, but right. That's why it's a laptop. No, we did it here in this studio, though, where I Skyped in with video.
Oh, no. Do we need an extra camera?
We've done it several times.
In this studio, right?
Yes.
One time.
Well, one time at least.
One time.
Completely untrue.
Well, you want to talk some baseball?
It's not completely untrue.
You want to talk some UFC? What do you want to talk?
Let's see. Pitchers and catchers this week. No, garbage. Let's talk.
Let's talk about how there's another fight night coming up this week.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
Of course there is. I think there's three today, actually.
It's just too much, you guys, for me to keep track of.
No, it really makes me
not
like
it's great having content, but it's like, yeah, that LA card.
That thing's what do you think the pay-per-view is going to be on that?
I think they're going to sell a lot of Saturns.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, and you know what? Another thing people aren't talking about when it comes to this
chick fights.
Is Chris Weidman not fighting at the Staples Center event. They don't replace it, so now the whole pay-per-view event, the biggest thing, is Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to be Rousey, and it's supposed to be Chris Weidman. And this guy has fought like
Rousey is supposed to be the
twice in 3 years.
The bonus fight was supposed to be Rousey. It's like, oh, technically that's two title fights, but now it's like technically one title fight.
Yeah,
and it's like everybody. I know a lot. I have friends that bought tickets to that fight, and now they're like, "Fuck, man! Now I don't even want to go."
Yeah.
Well, you know what I would tell you is this: is that the UFC needs to start understanding that they need to save good fights for the pay per view, and you need to have three good fights.
Yeah,
three fights.
Three really good fights. A title fight at almost every pay per view, and like two
at least one title
matches,
fight.
Or something crazy, something like fight. Like, ooh, that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Like. Silva Diaz.
Yeah.
Like, no title fight, but fucking, I'm signed up for it.
Right. So if one of them falls out, you still have two great ones that
two
people want to go watch.
Yeah.
I agree. It should be like a title fight, and then another fight that's like, winner of this gets a title shot
title elimination fight. I like those because there's stakes on it.
Yeah.
Winner of this gets the fucking title chance. Instead of just like, that was a good fight, now you're fifth in the world in your rankings.
It's just these guys are training too hard, and they're just injuring
injuries
yourself.
Happen.
Yeah, but it happens a lot in the UFC. I don't maybe follow
boxing as much. Do you
think
it happens more now because, I mean, it seems like it's happening more now. Do you think?
I think so. I was just going to bring that up. I think it's happening more now than it used to,
back in
the day.
Do you think because the stakes are so much bigger that they don't want to fight injured and they were fighting injured before? Or do you think it's
that's a good point.
Less performance-enhancing drugs as testing gets tougher, so they're getting injured more? Or
also,
what?
Another valid point. Both those.
Maybe
I think
it's
a combination of all of that.
Yeah.
And there's something about
the
UFC.
I mean, the way Rogan says Junior Dos Santos beat, what's his name? The Mexican.
Yeah, Cain Velasquez.
Cain Velasquez. He said Cain Velasquez, one of his legs was gone dust done. But he goes, I ain't pulling out of a fight on Fox. The first Fox fight, there's no way I'm pulling out of that shit. Everybody's going to see me. There's no way. So he couldn't even plant right. He couldn't circle right.
And he got caught.
Yeah, and what he said when his post-fight interview, he wasn't even that upset. He was like, yeah, it wasn't really me. He was like, I don't care. I was like injured, but I went into it.
And then he just destroyed that guy.
Yeah, but he was like, I'm not pulling out of this fucking big thing.
Which, I mean, if you can go, I think you should go. I think you should go if you can go.
Yeah, but that's easy to say.
And then you got to have your camp telling you like, dude, no, you're not going to be able to win this fight like this. I don't know if it's your pinky injured like mine is.
The problem with the UFC.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, Sam. And it's sorry for cutting you off. Though. I just want to clarify what I was saying there. It's like I'm not saying you if you have kind of an injury, you should. You know, if you can't go, you definitely shouldn't go. But
right.
I'm just saying if you got like you know a slight injury in your leg or whatever, you shouldn't. When people have pay per views coming, you got all these sponsorships that have paid. You got all these people that have already bought tickets for the event. Unless it's an injury that's going to fuck up your performance, you should go.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you why. The problem with the UFC is there's, at the top, there's such a clump. And if you fall off, it's sometimes it takes like three fights to get back. That's the problem with the UFC. It's like when you get in that top 10, sometimes people fight not to lose because they don't want to lose their ranking.
Right.
That's why like I watched Bellator fights the other day. And they were fun. And it's just like two dudes fighting. I can just watch. That's why I can watch
like,
World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, right. Two dudes fighting.
Two dudes
fun
fighting.
Fights. I used to like when they had featherweight boxers on HBO. Guys you've never heard of, but like they just chop, 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 fight, fight. There was no like one punch waiting and hugging. It was just like they're striking each other. I like action, sure. Dude, I'm gonna go to a fucking kickbox fight in Thailand for sure.
Fuck yeah, man.
For sure.
We got about 8 minutes left. Do we want to take a call?
Yeah, sure. Take a call.
Why not?
Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports, the number one independent sports comedy podcast.
The 360, Cortland, New York, calling in.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's
this?
Hey,
this is Kyle.
Kyle?
Hi, Kyle.
You sound like an excited young man.
Chris Kyle?
Nigga's happy to be on the
phone. No, I'm still alive.
Okay.
Hanging out.
Kyle, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. How can we help you?
Well, I just want to know if Ari's still upset about that Dez Bryant fumbling away the playoffs.
Oh, shots fired.
He didn't fumble anything. First of all, they said it wasn't a catch. If he did fumble it, he recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown.
Great point, Ari.
He fucking caught it. Three steps and a football move, a lunge to the end zone. By the rules, that should be a catch.
Are you upset that Odell Beckham Jr. would have made that catch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got a Giants fan here.
Odell Beckham Jr. would have made the catch and fallen down instantly. Dez Bryant made the catch and made a move for the end zone.
Are you worried that Dez Bryant's recent tweets about the Cowboys might not be too good?
What was recent tweets? And what is I like how your lack of fucking English there.
Yeah,
might
like that,
not be too good. might show that he's leaving.
Might not be into a happy.
It's a Thailand accent.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't read it. I just saw the headline.
Okay. You saw the headline of a tweet?
So this guy just reads headlines and
headlines
makes a story up.
What's your opinion on mushrooms?
Look him up. Dez Bryant.
Twitter.
Tweets Cowboys.
Yeah, he'd be the third best receiver on the Giants.
Shut up.
Victor
that guy
Cruz,
can't get open.
Odell Beckham.
Oh, you're nuts, bro.
Odell Beckham can't get open.
Odell Beckham can't get open.
Beckham doesn't have to get open.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yes, you're not a Giants
for
fan.
For a defender not to knock the ball away, he does have to get open. Whereas Dez Bryant will box
Cruz.
Out.
I will definitely give you that.
Dez is better than Cruz.
Okay, here we go without the tweets. Dez Bryant appeared not to be happy with the team in a tweet sent Tuesday afternoon saying, I wish they felt the same way, but it's cool. It's hashtag business.
Ooh.
Wish they felt the same way as what?
Maybe he was in negotiations.
Maybe
yeah,
like
he
DeMarcus,
is. He's talking about them not giving him a contract right away.
Can we? Do you have any seductive music? Because I would love to talk to Dez Bryant about a little place called the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, Dez was responding to a remark from a fan. The tweet comes hours after Cowboys' executive vice president, Jones, said the team is leaning toward using the franchise tag on Bryant.
Oh, right.
It's a racist.
Oh, so they didn't have to pay them. The franchise tag came off as an idea when it started. It was like, hey, you're our guy. We can't be anywhere without you, so we need you. And it's like, cool, I love that. And then it became like, oh, just so you know, we're paying you like two-thirds of what you're worth.
No, that's not what it is.
What is it?
The reason nobody wants a franchise tag is because it's only for 1 year.
And then what?
Yeah, it cripples your salary cap.
No, what it is, it's like they can't come to a deal, so they're like, we can't lose you. We're agreeing to pay you the average of the top five salaries at your position, for 1 year.
And then what?
Then you go again. Then they can franchise. But they can only franchise you, I think, 2 years in a row.
Oh.
And that's the reason that people hate this, because they want long deals with signing bonuses.
Right.
They want that.
You can still cut anybody. Like in NFL, you can cut anybody.
Right, so deals aren't guaranteed anyway. And you can get the signing bonus every year. That doesn't make any sense. You get more signing bonuses.
Well,
but
it goes up. It goes up incrementally every year. I think the first year they franchise tag you, it's the top five, and then the second year it's the top three.
Well, here's
and
why.
The salary cap increases each year, so it's like, you know, you're going to be paying a receiver $21 million, and because it's just for 1 year, it completely cripples your salary cap.
Well, here's the deal. If you're paying somebody the average of five best salaries, okay,
right.
Now you are between two and three the highest salary. So you're dropping off the fifth salary and replacing it with your salary at 2 to 3. So then in next year, the average will be even higher.
Correct.
Because of this contract
but
you signed.
But with athletes, they want security.
Yeah, they want security.
And even though
especially in football.
And white bitches.
Yeah.
What?
Especially in football. Because they're like, look, man,
I'd rather have a
$60 million contract
for the
next 5 years.
Chick whose hair smells good.
Versus 1 year contract for $18 million, I blow out my knee, I'm unemployed for potentially ever.
Yeah, probably ever.
So, Tebow, listen, we're about to end this episode. Can you stay on, or do you got to go?
I can stay on if you guys. What do you guys? Am I staying on to listen to you guys play video games?
Dude.
If so, I might have to take a shit.
I got to go to World Star Hip Hop Head Kick Knockout if anyone wants to see it.
Yeah, let's see one.
I got a question for Sam real quick. I know before we wrap up, but I just a bunch of articles that are going around right now.
About Armenians?
What do you think about the? Here's what they're saying: the Rams would move to Los Angeles because of building that stadium.
Love it.
St. Louis would buy the Raiders, Raiders would then move to St. Louis.
No!
Love it. Love it.
No!
Love it.
Several articles are going around.
Oh,
very
my God. The guy walks
sources.
Up. Guy walks up. Guy walks up. Throw. Boom!
Down. Whoa. Does he give him another kick?
No, dude. What do you mean give him another kick? He's down.
A lot of times they give him another kick. Wow.
Unbelievable, dude. Can you send me that? That's going to be our fight of the week. For the rest of our lives. That's awesome, dude. Well, Ari Shaffir.
Wait. Oh, so I like that. I like that. I like St. Louis coming here, and I like the Raiders.
No, I don't.
Even leaving California completely, because I'll almost never go to St. Louis.
No.
Missouri? Yeah,
no.
You get the Raiders.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
And then,
no.
And then fucking give Missouri back to Mexico.
No, I'm down with that. I'm down with that, Frank.
Yeah,
how
that's
do you
great.
Feel about your people getting Missouri
and,
back?
And they're not going to rename they're going to have the St. Louis Raiders, right? They're not going to have the LA team gets the Raiders moniker.
It would be the Los Angeles Rams and the St. Louis Raiders.
Fuck yes.
No.
I love that. Let's go to some football games.
So many Hispanics would be so sad.
Some polite fans. Yeah, well, guess what? They shouldn't be here anyway.
No.
Across the border and over there instead of Mexicali.
The amazing racist.
Look who's back.
All right, guys, real quick, thank you to our sponsors, Punch Drunk Sports. Real quick, I'm fighting this Friday, Saturday night at the Hard Rock Casino. I want to thank my sponsors who are sponsoring me during the fight, L.A. Speedweed. L.A. Speedweed for all your medicinal marijuana needs in Los Angeles, mkculture.org, and BetDSI. Okay.
Morrissey, where can people find you online?
PaulHasAWebsite.com.
Designed by the same lady who designed my website.
Yes.
And did mine, too.
Oh, nice.
Frank, where can they find you?
Tuesday Roast Battle and then just Monday Potluck.
And do you got Twitter?
Frank C. Comedy.
Frank C. Comedy. Mm-hmm. All right.
Frank your comedy?
Yeah.
Frank stutters Frank like you do when you're on stage.
Whoa! Oh,
he's seen me.
Shots fired. And Tebow, anything you want to promote?
I'll be at an AA meeting in an hour and a half.
Okay, perfect. Tebow, one last time. Are you going to jerk off into a rag today?
I mean, yeah. Am I going to mail it to you? I might have to mail you tomorrow's, but today is definitely going to happen.
Okay. Keep that shit in there while you're at it.
All right, guys. For you guys that listen, we're going to do a little bonus video game thing. Maybe Tebow will be here, maybe not. We'll be right back in 2 seconds.
And bonus time.
Punch Drunk Sports. Bonus. Check out punchdrunksports.com. Take care.